We are learning Mesechtas Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Omid Aleph by two dots. It's saying in the Mishnah that if someone says Mono Li Biyodcha, the guy says yes, and then you tell him tomorrow, give it to me. So Allah is, if he says I gave it to you, Potter, because he said he paid for it. But in a case where he says Ein lecha biyadi, then you chayiv because he agreed he didn't pay. Then it says a case like this: Mali biyadcha lehein. Then he says, yeah. Then he said, I want you to give it to me only with edim. I need you to pay back with edim. The next day, the guy says, I gave it to you. The halacha is you chayiv because you have to give it with edim. That's the halacha of Mishnah, and we're going to get more into the shaila about paying with edim as we go along in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Malves chaver beedim. If you make a effort to dafka give your havah together with edim, tzarach var beedim, you also have to pay back with edim. The svara is that if I was so makbid on you, we don't trust each other so much. I lent you money beedim, you got to pay me back with edim. That was the memra that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi says. Can we say Shmuel Amali? He said yachal loy malo. He could say praticha v'pleni pleni v'hokul am dinas yam, which means he's saying Shmuel said you don't have to actually bring the edim. If I gave it back to you in front of Edim, that's enough, that's sufficient, we believe you to say that. Tanan, so that's Machlekes, Shmuel and Rav Asi. Tanan, we look at our Mishnah. Huh?
Are they arguing?
They're arguing. He says, Tzarach Afar Edim, you have to actually pay back for Edim and bring Edim proof. You bring proof from Edim. Right, here he could just say that. He could say that. And Akadekach, there's a Tzad and Tosfos that he has a Migu. He could say that I paid up myself. He could even say I paid up myself. Migui could have said I paid up from two people who wanted to lie. That's what, and they went to Medina Ziyam. Remember, if someone went to Medina Ziyam those days, you never saw them again. So it's not like, you're worried about anything. So this sounds amigo, but the positive shot is that you need, according to the first one, you need Edim. According to Shmuel, you can even tie in that you don't have to actually bring the Edim, just say I paid in front of Edim is enough. Tomorrow he says, give it to me. He says, I gave it to you. Yalach is potter. Since when he was Tevehim, and the guy was Maido in front of Edim, command the Usve Beidim Dami, it's Kihilu, he lent it to you Beidim. Vikatani potter, Lechaira, Lefir Rav Asi, Lehir Lechaira, you should not, Fear of Asi, you have to pay back Beidim. Why you potter? Tiyufta on top of the Amma, Tiyufta, the Rav Asi, it's a Tiyufta Rav Asi. Now, why isn't it a Kasha on Shmuel? So top tais. So small nicha. The motzifar is hokamar. Nasat v'loch v'fei ployni yiployni v'hokam v'nisiyam. That's why you potter. And it says, especially if you what I said, that might be leave an amigu, for sure you potter. But in any case, Rav Asi says you have to pay back with edim mamish. So it's shver for my mishnah. Mishnah says that if I say I paid up, I'm potter. I'm like Rav Asi. I know ki amri hecher dimikara usve beidim. It's a big difference. If you mikara, beginning you lent beidim, the loyally they hemne. Hacha hemne. The fit is far we said before, it's beautiful. See, the only reason why Rav Asi is saying you have to pay back Edom is if when I make a halva, I say, wait a second. You want a halva? Bring to Edom here and make a halva. Why? You don't trust the guy. If you don't trust the guy, obviously pay back Edom. But here, when I lent it originally, I lent it without Edom. I brought Edom when you had the Haidah, because I wanted to have the Haidah from Edom. That doesn't, not right, I don't believe you, because I gave it without Edom. Therefore, it's not a cash for a Mishnah like this. If you lent Beidim, then you have to pay back Beidim. If you didn't lend Beidim, you don't have to pay back Beidim, even though you were moid in front of Beidim. And therefore, it's not a cash on him. So, that's one version of the Machlekes. We have another version. Rav Yosi Masti Hachi, Omri Yudom Rav Asi, Hamalva Es Chaver Beidim, Ein Shachar Beidim. If you make a halva Beidim, you don't have to pay back Beidim. That doesn't mean I don't trust you. But you can make a Tana. But if you stipulate, V'oma, Al Tefrein El Beidim, don't pay me back only in front of Edom. Then Tzarach for Edom. Which means, well, I can make B'shas Tavah, I can make any Tanah I want. I made a Tanah, you're only going to pay back with Edom. And you agreed, then you have to pay back with Edom. If you don't pay back with Edom, it doesn't work. Can Risa can make the Shmuel, Amalei, a big chiddush. Yach Eloi Malai, Praticha, V'nei Ploin, Yip Ploin, V'lachan Nezayam. We made up a deal. I'm going to pay back with Edom. I pay back with Edom, Shmuel will say, the guy will say, I paid back in front of Reuven and Shimon. Oh, we are there. They're in Chutz Laaretz. They're not here. What do you want from me? So that works, even then. You don't actually need the Edom right here. You can even tie that I gave in front of Edom. That's Machlekes. So coming out of the fetus version, Malve Edom, show them the pack by Edom. You make a Tanai, that's what a Machlekes is. Tanai, it says the Mishnah, Amar Li Biyodcha, Amar Lehein. Amaloi, this is when he's Maida, Amaloi, I'll tit me for Edom. Only give it to me for Edom. Lamach, Amaloi, Tinuli, give it to me. So he says, the Satavloch, I paid you back. Chayiv, he's talking to Edom. You have to give back Edom. It's you after the Shmuel, it's a Kazar Shmuel, it's Mashmav here, you believe to say. Now, this, the Mishnah is Gara Chiddush. The Mishnah says that I made the Tanai, it sounds like, afterwards. And it still works. Now, this is exactly the question, really, that Ron is very busy with, is that where's the shibud to pay if I tell you, at titli for Edom? Like, how do you force a guy to pay for Edom? Like, how do you do that? How do you make a guy pay back for Edom after the Havo is done already? We made the Havo, I didn't tell you anything tonight. Afterwards, I can make it tonight? That's what the Ron is very busy with. It says, you know, Mehosha meaning that filu la'acha Havo, yochal ma'avaloim aloiv at tifrenim for Edom. That's after Kosar Ramban. I'm going to pay you at Edom. So then, Hadinima, you don't pay Edom. But he brings in the Rimagash. So it's not like that. The guy could force you to do it. And he says, how in the world can you do that? So the Ran answers that the Vart is, when I tell you not to pay back for Edom, so then, you would never do that and not pay with Edom. Because you know that he's going to be choshed you. The Ran says like a svara. If I tell you, only pay back Edom. Now, if you say, I paid you back. Oh, no, I didn't do Edom. Everyone knows you're lying. Because you knew that was the deal. And you would never do it because you know people are choshed you. Everyone knows that. When they want to pay something back, they make sure that, you know, you have a text, you have a paper. Why? Because you don't want them to deny it. So here, the guy was choshed you already. He says, pay in front of Edom. So of course, you're going to pay in front of Edom. That's the svara shabbat. Okay, we just got a Zaytik, just some side of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says that the guy says, I paid you back, you're chayiv. So it's a kashan Shmuel, Omoloch Shmuel, Tanoi. It's Tanoim. Shmuel's a Taina. I have a Taina like me. The Taina's in a Braisa. So it says in the Braisa like this, Be'edim of Isicha, Be'edim Parali. I lent you Be'edim, so pay me back with Edim. Parali, Oyitin, Oyavi Raya, Shinosan, Rabbi Huda ben Visei Raimer. Rumi says you could tell the fellow praticha for pliny v'hoch lahem l'medinas yam. So it's klara raya to Shmuel because we have one sheet that holds like Shmuel. Here's a case where the guy says I lent you be'edim, and so pay me back be'edim. Or either pay me or bring a raya with Edim. And Rumi says no. If he says I paid you back in front of two Edim, it's enough. So this Shmuel has a Tana like him. Paruch Rav Achoi, Memai, what's the Raya? Memai, the Vashas Avokoi, Dilmashas Tviakoi, Vokomalei. So we're learning, what's the case? The case was, I made up with you, the Gemara thought, Be'edim HaVesicha means, the Vashas Avah, I'm telling you like this, Hezekhain, I'm lending you Be'edim, pay me back Be'edim. So I'm telling you, I'll tefrein you Be'edim. And now that's Machlaikis. So it's a raya like it's a machlokes, it's like Shmuel Shita. Parak Rav Achai, you know, you didn't even lend Be'edim. Who said that was the case there? Who said you said that b'shas avah? Memayi b'shas avah koi. Dilmashas tviya koi. When I'm asking you for the money, I'm telling you like this. How come like la be'edim of esicha? Be'edim ha'elchav reini. You should have paid me with Edim. B'shas avah divakol chayiv. Maybe this is machlokes fakaret in a regular classic malva chaver be'edim. That Tzarek for Abedim, that's where the Machlaikis is. But who said that in the case of B'Shas Avah, I told you have to pay me with Edim, maybe that's a Kuli HaMachayiv, and still Shver on Shmuel. Basically, we're asking, you have no Shittim first like Shmuel. Shmuel is Machadish, even if I tell you, you have to pay me with Edim. So Shmuel said, I can say, I paid him for a plenty. You have no title like that. This Brisa, I'm talking about that I told you B'Shas the Avah, but Edim of Vesicha. What I'm talking is b'shas tviya. When I'm collecting you, I say, by the way, I gave you Edom. Why did I give back Edom? But if I tell you b'shas havah that you have to give Edom, maybe a kuli al moida you have to actually give Edom. So we don't have, we're blabbing shver a little bit on Shmuel. We don't have any tana like Shmuel. What's halacha l'maaseh? So I'm a puppy which made the rabba hilchasa hamalva is chaver be'edim tzarich bar be'edim. Even a malva be'edim has to be paid be'edim. Rapapa shmei the rava, no, amavas chayav be'edim, ain't tzarich bar be'edim. You make a stam avah with Edim, you don't have to pay back be'edim, but if amal tifreini al be'edim, you say you have to pay with Edim, tzarich bar be'edim, you have to pay be'edim. Vim amaloi, praticha ve'plein yeplein, v'alkom yam, nemon. So the way we have a girs is, it's passing like Shmuel, that you are nemon if you say that, and even when you made it tonight, that v'plein yeplein, v'alkom yam, nemon. There is a girsah, other is shoinim, have a girsa in an amon. A lot of the girsa have like that. The thing that's lost in the Rambam there, that's in an amon. And other shitas also Rishonim hold that's in an amon, which would make a little, which would be more geshmak. If you know what the Gemara comes out, there's no real tana like this. But in any case, we have here a big machlokes. If you have to pay back be'edim, and if you say altafreinim be'edim, will it work with? Everyone agrees you have to pay back be'edim, but will it work to say that I gave it in front of be'edim or not? Zotu Gemara Vaita, there's a simon to set you up for the next Gemara. Simon Ruvim and Shimon, that'll be the first halacha. The Tanu Hilchos be'edim halacha, Yasvi a par be'edim halacha. Pliny or Pliny, Afsi Satra, Afsi, Pliny or Pliny is another halacha, Afsi and halacha Satrai, Menusa, Kebetrei. We'll see all different, I think there are eight different Gemaras, Apida Simon. Zog to Gemara, Hu Dom Le Chavre, Kipuratin, the guy says when he gives the loan, he says, when you pay me back, apparently, Ape Ruven Veshimen. And he gives him the name. He says, you know, pay me back not only in front of Adam, in front of these two Adam, Ruven Veshimen, those two Adam, Achosh of Adam, I want you to pay back for all those Adam. I don't trust other Adam. Or maybe because those Adam are more convenient than Matsu, he wants those Adam. What happened was the guy paid back with two other Adam, Kosher Adam. Also, a power of Apetrei, Malma, two other Adam, Malma, he brings into Bezdin two Kosher Adam, two Rosh Shivas, he paid in front of them. Omar Abaye. But Api, so Abaye said, what's the halacha? But Api paid Trey, Omale, but Api paid Trey Pari. He wanted to get paid in front of Adam, he paid in front of Adam. Omale Rava, no. The guy can say, I told you Reuven Shimon, you know why? So you shouldn't push me off. Which means, Rashi says that he's tithing, these are Eidah Sheker. I told you I want those Eidim, but these are Eidah Sheker. Now Tosha is very bothered by that. Tosha says, what do you mean? Tosha says, you know, you have two Eidim, Kosher Eidim, you have no right to say they're lying. So Tosha is not like this pshat, but that's how Rashi is learning that. And I can make up a tanai like you, that the tanai is that I don't believe in any other Eidim, and if you Rava, that would work. Abai says, no, the Eidim and Eman. Rava says that would work. Tosfos is bothered by this, and I'm not going to go into Tosfos' shop. Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara, a little different shot in the Gemara, to explain, to answer this question. And basically, if you Tosfos, if two Eidim come, you talk an Eman. Next story. Hu dom le chavre, ki pechatali, parangli ba'ape be'trei, the tonu hilchasa. He says, you know what, when you pay me back, paying back in front of two people who learned Hilchasa. Pasha means you learned Gemara, Mishnayis, Talmud Chacham, paying back in front of Talmud Chacham. The guy went ahead, also Pari Ben Delay. He paid him straight, directly. Lemaisa is Tisuhan Achzuzi. The guy lost the money. The Mava lost the money. It was an Einis. After he paid him back, he was walking home and he got held up at gunpoint and he lost the money. Also came to Rav Nachman, came to Rav Nachman, so the guy says, I paid you. And then you had a robbery. So the guy says, yeah, I'm like in. Kabuli kabalsumine, I took it derech bekadin. I took it derech bekadin as a safeguarding of him. But I mean, lahave gabe bekadin, it should be a bekadin for me. I had this ramu betray the ton of ilchus. You know, I made it by tonight. He had to give it, so I was holding it, and then we'll get two guys who know how to learn. And I'll say, you know what? I got this money. I'm a kaim tonight. But just because I took the money doesn't mean it's a parayin. It was a bekadin. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, you're making a mistake. Kivin dekom moidus devayish shaklin sunu. Since you have been moidu, you collected the parayim in a parayim al yahava. Now, you said you took it for pekadon. So Rashi says that the vizeloi b'taris pekadon moshim lach. He didn't give it to pekadon. Have a parayim. V'dvarim shoy b'libam in a dvarim. It's not dvarim shalev. And the Rekrega asks that even which he holds a shver, he says, and even if the guy would say, the malva would speak out, I'm taking it for pekadon. Too bad, I might give it to pekadon. It's payment. It wouldn't even help. That's the Rekrega's kasha. But in any case, here Nachman tells you, you're not, too bad. You collected it. That's a parayin, and you're masking. You got a parayin. It makes no difference. You're right. You made up tonight to have Aiden, but here in this case, you're agreeing. You got paid up. So finish. The guy's potter. And he made a joke to him. He says, Armis Lakumi Tanai, Zilai Sinu. So if you want to make the Tanai, bring some money here, and we'll do it right now. Do I know Rav Sheshu is Tanini Hilchas of a Safra of a Sifri, with the Safta of a Kulat Amuda? Me and Rav Sheshu are here, me and Nachman Rav Sheshu are both here. We know Gans Shas and Gans the Safta, and therefore, just give it in front of us. And Tosis picks out the Mask Hana, but with the Chusabam Buddha Kamahadalay, making a joke. Lamzu and Charles Kaim, they don't be Kaim tonight. The thing is over, you got paid up. So we're just making a joke. If you really want to be Kaim tonight, we have some Tumilcham here, we can do it. That's story number two. The first story in the Simon was Ruben and Shimon, the second story was Tanu Hilchasa. Now comes the next story, Yasvi Apara. Hu Dom Le Chavri, Havli Me Azuzi Da Zivscha. Here, give me the $100 I lent you. Amalei, that you lent me? I don't even know you. I never took any money from you. Also, I see Sadi, the Oisvei Upari. He brought Edim, and the Edim said, yeah, this guy borrowed the money, and he paid up also. Okay, so it sounds pretty good. It's okay, yeah. It's a close call. But I'm paid up. My nevad, inu amar isfu inamar pare. What do you want to do? The Edom is saying that he lent, but they're saying they paid also. Rav Amar no, kol oimer loy levisi, kol oimer loy parati dami. If I say loy levisi, then it means that loy parati. So I'm being moed loy parati. So I have Edom that I took the hava, and I since I said loy levisi, it's kilo loy parati. So Tyson asks, so why don't you say that he means to say loy levisi means I don't have the hava anymore. So he said loy hayudvar ma'olam, which means I don't even know you. You can't taste. If he says loy chayev, then it'll be fine. But loy hayudvar ma'olam means I don't know you. If I don't know you, then it's a kilo prati. So what does a bay hold? Sounds a good time, right? A bay holds. Rashi says. So what's the lamas of Abaye? A beautiful lamas. The lamas of Abaye is that you can't take the Edom halfway. You're right, it's Hadar Zbal Din Oya. You're right. But here, the amount of Shach. If the Hadar Zbal Din wins the Edom, so then you didn't borrow it either. Because the Edom are saying, Oisvei Apari. So you can't just cut the Edom in half and say, oh, the Oisvei believe, Apari don't believe. You can't do that. That's what Abaye holds. Abaye Be'etzim holds in a classic case, Lo Levisi, it's true. But here the Edom are saying Pare, that's why it's different. And Tosfos really speaks it out, that when the Edom say clear paru, it's different, because that's the reason, because you're not going to split it in half. So that was the story of Yasvi Aparu. Now we'll go to the story of Pliny. The Hahud Amal Chavre, Havli Me'ezuze de Meskinabach. He says, give me the money that you owe me. Amal Loi Pratich Ve Pliny. Didn't I pay it back in front of Yisachar and Zvulun? Also Pliny. They brought Yisachar and Zvulun into the Pesden. Amri Loyad Vamayelim. I don't know. I never saw anything. So Sovra says, "Lemeim huchsa kafrin." The guy says, "The guy's a liar. He's best a liar." He said he paid up between two to eight them. Amalei, Rava, no. Komis l'ram l'insher l'avadaita. He's saying I paid up. I don't know for Edom or not. If it's Edom, Yisachar Zvulun. Here, so we're saying over here, it's not called huchsa kafrin. Lemaisa, since he didn't have to say pay in front of Edom, he didn't need the Edom. He could really believe to say parakol. He got through an Edom, even though he made a mistake and the Edom never saw it. It's not called huchsa kafrin because a lot of times he doesn't chap what he's saying. He thought he had Edom. And therefore, it's not called a kafir. Next story. Hudamalei. We'll end with the story. Hudamalei lechavre. Havish just made a zuz in Meskinabach. Give me 600 zuz that you owe me. Amalei leberaticha mei kabi avtzi on top of my base and alf. Didn't I pay you 100 kav of avtzi is gul nuts? The kain reshit the shita. Each kav is worth 6. 100 times 6, for most people who know math, is 600. So he says, didn't I pay you back 100 kavin of avtzi, which go at $6 a piece? Amalei lav ba'arba ba'ava kaimi. No, when you're right, you gave me 600 avtzi, I still have them. But it was $4 a piece, not $6 a piece, so you still owe me 200. Also trey sadi v'omru in ba'arba ba'ava kaimi. The guy's right, it's 4. So you should owe 200 then. Amarav hosa kafin, the guy's a liar. Because now he's claiming, oh, you're right, I gave $200 cash also. So Rava says, no, hooks the kafran. He said if he paid up 600 like this, he owes 600 like this, he's lying. I'm Rava Chama, Amrit, Kol Misla, Rami Lin, Shlev Aite. It's what do you mean? Why is he a lawyer? Maybe he forgot how he paid. He thought he paid with the Afti. No, the truth is he paid $200 also. Well, before you said, Kol Misla, Rami Lin, Shlev Aite. I'm Rava, no. Kitsusa de Tara, Midchat Chirinshi. A person remembers the price of the thing he paid. He said, that's not cool. You don't say over here, this thing of Milsla Ram Inshi. That you just say, how I pay back in front of who, that you can make a mistake. But the price of something and the way you pay back, that you don't make a mistake. If I said I pay back with the Avtzi and with $6 a piece, that you don't make a mistake. And the Rosh speaks out, but from here you do see, Mekam Masha, Shomel Chaver Parati, In Charkla, Varma Paru, Hech Paru. Tahocha, if you would have said I paid up, then you would be believing that I want. Here you spoke out how you paid up, and now you're making a mistake. That you don't make such a mistake, and therefore you're not believed. You call the hooks a kafirim because you said you paid up at $6 a piece, and really it's $4 a piece, and that a person does not make a mistake. And you don't say, Komilso, the right lar minchi, lav adaiteh.